And then, yeah. And then I've got, sort of indirectly, this is like a relationship that I'm building, let's put it that way, is with the Barbara Lynn Kim Nariak Resource Board, whatever.
Where is that?
In Nunavut.
Okay.
So the Beverly Ahayak Kim Nariak, Kim Nariak is like the biggest herd, probably the biggest. There's probably as many of them as there are porcupine.
Okay.
But they, so they kind of migrate from, really, they winter kind of where Saskatchewan and Northwest Territories and Nunavut and Manitoba kind of all meet.
Yeah.
So that report actually includes Inuit people and Cree people and all a whole mix of, you know, representatives. And, yeah. So, and they, the Kim Nariak herd, they calve closer to Hudson Bay.
Right. Okay. And they're like 150,000 animals almost.
A little more, I think like 300 or something.
Maybe. Oh, geez. Wow.
Yeah. Actually, not sure on the latest, but yeah, I think at this point, they're pretty huge.
Yeah.
And then I work a lot with Kyle Jolly and, Western.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I saw a bunch of your guys' papers.
So, anyways, so I've been really lucky. People have been, I mean, they've been really enjoyable people to work with.
Yeah.
Especially Canadian. Because you know, they're true to the reputation of being pretty nice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think from the provinces, from the territories, you know, like there's, you know, it's a different mindset.
Yeah.
Like a lot of those governments are like basically indigenous led. I mean, none of them obviously is, but like even the premier of those territories. They seem to have, like, there seem to be working on relationships, which is a lot better than what I hear goes on in British Columbia or Alberta.
Yeah. I mean, in Alaska doesn't really have great relationships.
Yeah, Alaska, I don't totally understand what goes on in Alaska.
Yeah.
But anyways. So I will just ask point blank, what's the minimum amount of time that a student would have to spend here if they're like qualified and they come with a master's and send me your CV and stuff, right?
Yeah, I'll send that to you after this.
Get back to you, you know, if there's, but like your first, it sounds like option A for you would be like the best case scenario is to get some funding for you to stay up there and continue doing this inclusive work.
Yeah, right. Although I would say your project would be a close second just because I don't know what the chances are of him getting a larger grant. Everything sort of aligned at the timing of his sabbatical and COVID. So he's a little behind applying for grants. So we sort of have like some cobbled together funding for the next semester and a half. But I think I might prefer a slightly more stable situation. you know. So that is to say that if there was an opportunity with you, I would probably take it. And I have applied. I mean, I've applied for the NSERC with Todd and a Nat Geo grant under that audio color project. And I might apply for the doctoral research improvement grant through NSF that's coming up this December. But yeah, I mean, I.